Welcome back to the Primitive Camping and Bushcraft Podcast. Today is Fundamental Fridays, and we use this time to go over fundamental skills that you can use to make your primitive camping trips better, more fun, and more interesting. So hang tight, pull up a chair, and let's get to it.
All right, guys. Well, welcome to the Fundamental Friday episode. Now, we're going to be sitting here at the table down here at Camp What the Heck. And today I wanted to go over the Primitive Camping Fire Starters, the Fire Starter Kit. And I'll shake this up for you guys to hear on the radio, on the podcast. And so if you're listening to this episode, we will be going over the Primitive Camping and Bushcraft Fire Kit. If you're watching it, you'll be able to see everything and all the contents. I'll try my best to describe it to you as we go through. Once you open this kit up, it is a 3-inch by 2-inch, something like that, like an Altoids can. It is kind of like an Altoids tin. And once you open this up, you will see that you have a bunch of items inside there. Now, let's go over all these items. Each kit, depending on, let's see, come on, the size of the, let's get this out of here. All right, so in here I have 5 sticks of fat wood. Each kit's going to have between 4, 5, maybe 6 sticks of fat wood. And with this fat wood, you could do so many things to start you a fire with this. Now, you could use your included striker on your ferro rod, which we'll get to that in a minute, to scrape down the scraping shavings of this fat wood. Now, these are pretty thick little pieces, matchstick type stuff. And if you're watching, you can even split this down even further and make it toothpick size if you want to start your fire. This is waterproof. It will burn. It is very flammable. You can make shavings off of it. And you can also, let's see, I left my knife over there. This is the Bobcat by Tony Powers. He does a very good job with these knives. I love this knife. I have used this knife so much. I haven't had a chance to make him a video. I apologize about that, Tony. But you can take this knife, and it has a very sharp 90-degree spine. And what we're going to do is we're going to take this knife, and in one of these corners, you're just going to come down, and you're going to make some shavings. Now, if you're watching the video, you'll see that the shavings are starting to pile up on the bottom. And you get all these fine little shavings of this fat wood. You collect all these shavings. You continue doing it as long as you need it to collect as much as you want. And the more you got, the better off you will, the more successful you're going to be. And there you go. We got some shavings there. And now I want to show and demonstrate. Now you take the fat wood and you put your knife on the top of it, and then you can baton it down even smaller. You don't have to have a stick. You just barely use your hand. You can cut that dude down, and you just made almost fingertip. You can almost made toothpick size sticks. Literally, toothpick size sticks. But these catch fire easily. They burn for a pretty good while. Now, you move right along to the next item inside this kit. Got our knife over there. The next item that we're going to talk about is the ferro rod. Now, I will get a lot of comments about this where people will be like, hey, man, you got to dress the ends of this. No, I didn't burn the ends of these whenever I made these loops or knots. I wanted it to fray. And the reason why is that in the event of, you can still use this string on this lanyard of this ferro rod and striker as fire tender. You can use it to actually twist it apart, and you can make you about, I don't know, 3 different strands of 1.5 foot long fire tender. By the time you take the knots out of it, it's going to be about a foot or so, or a little bit longer. But you can make that into some fire tinder to start you a fire. These strikers have a little sharp edge on one side, and you are able to throw sparks. Now, it's even better with a kniffy. With a knife, you can throw some very hefty sparks with your knife. And I'm sorry if you're getting all kinds of feedback from the microphone right now. Let's see. Yeah, you're probably getting all kinds of squeakies and stuff like that. But anyway, it is what it is. Sorry, guys. So, but anyway, the ferro rod is a 5/16, I believe it is, 5/16 by 3-inch ferro rod. It's a hefty duty ferro rod. It's big enough. You're going to get thousands of strikes. You can start thousands of fires with this thing. The striker itself, it has a little ledge over here. I've never used that end. I've watched videos where they've done it incorrectly, and they will use this end of it that has teeth. And if you ever watch some of these Chinese survivalists or whatever, they got a person that's never been outdoors trying to start a fire and use this thing incorrectly. You can get a spark, but you're not going to get it like you would if you use the sharp edge of your striker. It does have a number 8 or whatever hex nut remover, and then it's got a bottle opener, you know, on that, and then it'll tell you what 3 centimeters is, or 5 centimeters. Next up in this kit is some char cloth. Now, if you follow me on TikTok, we stayed up several nights in a row making char cloth for these kits. These are denim jeans or some kind of cotton material. And some of them are going to be denim jeans. Some of them is going to be a cotton bed sheet that I took and cut up and put in here. And char cloth is great at starting a fire. Char cloth is going to allow you to throw a spark into it. And then, as you can see on the video, here in the podcast, I actually just threw a spark into this char cloth. And if you're watching the video, you can see how red it is. That is, you put that in with some grass, some dry, some kind of tinder, and you will have yourself a fire. And all it took was one spark to hit that char cloth, and now you have an ember. And so that will light you a fire. And in non-wet conditions, a char cloth is great. For wet conditions, char cloth is not going to start your fire. And if you get the char cloth wet, it's going to be rendered useless. All right. Next up inside this kit, I have fire plugs that I've made out of natural jute twine. And each one's getting 5 or 6 or something like that in there. And these things are awesome. And, you know, they're infused with I'm not even going to say what they're infused with, and then covered with wax. So if it's got a smell to it, you'll probably find it out. But anyway, these things are just like any other fire plug. You just twist and you just wrap it around, and you work it out until all the fibers are exposed, like so. And you can twist it down even more and just make it a big fluffy ordeal. Now, once you get all your fibers exposed like so, it's going to look like a big fluff ball right there. You could just go ahead and throw a spark into it, and it does not take much. There you go. It's hard for this angle to... There you go. You got yourself a nice little fire. And that will burn for a very long time. It is waxed, and so it will actually act as a candle. It will burn for a pretty good while. I ought to do a video on how long, testing out how long they light. Now, the fire plugs, I've done the fire plugs as well, and I'm selling these for pretty cheap on the website as well. If you're interested, you know, you get a whole bunch. You get 20 of these dudes in there. They're various lengths. They're different. Some of them is going to be 6 to 8 inches long. Some of them is going to be about 3 inches long. But you're going to get 20 of them in there. And you're going to have all kinds of opportunities to start a fire. And it is waterproof. It is waterproof. Now, next item in this fire kit. Blew it back into flames. I didn't know you can do that. Blew it back into flames again. That's crazy. That's a pretty good fire starter right there. All right, the next item in this fire kit is going to be a Fresnel lens. Now, it's a little bit too late in the evening for me to be starting fires with a solar right here, but it's going to give you the opportunity to either look at or read something, or you can use it to do a magnification fire. Now, a magnification lens paired with a char cloth is amazing. It just takes a couple seconds. You'll see it. It'll turn red. You'll have yourself a little ember there. And then you can just go ahead and throw it into a tinder bundle, blow it into flames, and you got yourself a fire, even if you lost your ferro rod or something to that effect. Now, the purpose of it all being inside of a tin is that now you can close this lid. And you don't have to poke a hole in the top of this thing. It is loose enough to where there's going to be smoke coming out. But you could take cotton. You could take natural fibers, punk wood, natural materials, stuff like that, and put it in this tin and throw it into the fire and remake char cloth. Char cloth is going to be able to help you start a fire every time. And so when I was thinking about putting these kits together, I was trying to find something that was viable, something that was reasonable and cost effective to make. And so here we are. And we got char cloth. Just be careful. The char cloth is it is real char cloth. It's going to turn everything black in there the more you slide it around. So we got these fire kits right here. And you can check them out on primitive-camping.com at the store. And, you know, everything in this kit is designed to make a fire. It's designed for you to be successful at starting a fire. And these are perfect for heading out into the woods, perfect for throwing in your tackle box, throwing into your pocket, your fanny pack, or whatever. When you go out into hunting, great outdoors, something like that. These little kits right here make great Christmas presents and anything like that. I've done it for several years. People are sick and tired of getting fire kits for Christmas from me. But anyway, that's it. I just wanted to go over the fire kit, show you what the fire kit does. And you can use this thing to start you a fire, and you can depend on it because it is effective and it will start you a fire. Hey, I hope you enjoyed this video. If you did, like, follow, and share it with somebody that may be interested in it. Follow along on the website, primitive-camping.com, and I'll see you there. Remember, in all your ways, acknowledge him, and I'll see you next time in the next video or the next podcast. God bless you.